I'm at the bus shelter 2 blocks from school, and it's raining, and I'm pressed back as far as I can be into the shelter, and I'm not doing or thinking anything original. I am on my way to City Hall to change my name. Still not original, but at least I won't be Sarah anymore. Dad was perky this morning. He said, "I wish you'd do something constructive with these days. You could paint or sculpt or something. At least you'd be productive." He didn't hear the spaces between those words. He didn't hear the rests between the notes. "But I know you're going to school today because we have a deal, right?" Deals. That's what life with Dad is. A series of deals. He thought I was going to school on the bus, and I did go on the bus, but I didn't get to school. I got off one stop early to catch another bus, like I've done for the last 8 school days. I could be shooting heroin, or dabbing, or smoking meth. I could be flirting with boys after school like normal girls do. I could be pregnant. Of course, none of those things are original, but they would be constructive and productive, which is what Dad seems to want. Right now, I'm going to City Hall. I still don't know what name I'll choose. I have 20 minutes until I have to decide. I catch my distorted reflection in the windows of the passing cars, and I think about how people elope to City Hall and get married without telling anyone. I'm doing that, but I'm doing it by myself. I will elope with the new me. I will come out with a new name, but I'll still have the same face, and everyone will call me Sarah, but I'll really be whoever I decide to be. I will confuse the Social Security Administration. My number will now match the wrong name. I will not tell my parents what my new name is. I won't even tell myself. A woman walks up and sits down next to me in the bus shelter. She says hello, and I say hello, and that's not original at all. When I look at her, I see that she is me. I am sitting next to myself, except she looks older than me, and she has this look on her face like she just got a puppy, part in love and part tired from paper training. More in love, though. She says, "You were right about the blind hand drawings. Who hasn't done that, right?" I don't usually have hallucinations. I say, "Are you a hallucination?" She says no. I say, "Are you me?" "Yes, I'm you," she says, "in 7 years. "I'm 23? I ask. "I'm 23. You're just 16. "Why do you look so happy?" I stopped caring about things being original. When the bus comes, she gets on it with me, and to prove she's really real, she stops and slots a token into the machine. There are 2 Sarahs on this bus. We are going to City Hall. "We're eloping," she says. I'm conflicted. Is this what eloping with the new me looks like? Riding to City Hall on a bus with myself? How will I ever fool the Social Security Administration if there's a witness? Even if the witness is me. I try to concentrate on names I like. Wild names. Names that surprise people. I can't come up with any names. I just keep looking at 23-year-old Sarah, and my brain is stuck on one name. Sarah. 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 I can't get away from myself.